Becoming pure. This topic is from Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. Srila Prabhupada, the series of question answers. You know, it came out as a book with a Western personality who later became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And Becoming Pure is the fifth chapter, if I'm not mistaken. So the question came to my mind, you know, becoming pure, why should one become pure? What is the whole reason, you know? And does that mean I'm impure? A normal person will ask, you know, why should I become pure? Becoming pure, why should, you know, everything, I'm pure, you know, what is the reason? Huh? Anybody would like to share? Why should one become pure? Why? That's what the Lord wants. One answer. It's nice. To be accepted by the Lord. Anyone else? Something we want to achieve. It's true. Yes. Yes. So potentially we are all pure, but you know, we want to know it and we want to know Him. Yes, that's there. And yes, so you know, some of the things that I was thinking of is, you know, to be free from misery. Some people say, oh, you know, I am smoking too much. You know, I want to be purified of this smoking. You know, I want to be pure. So in that sense, you know, he wants to be free from that misery, that particular misery. So you know, so generically we may say that, you know, one of the reasons is become free from miseries. To be free from karma, you know, some people who know about karma, they'll say, I want to become free from karma. You know, I don't want any negative karma. Already I'm suffering, you know, I don't want karma. So that might be the other reason. Some people who are more spiritually advanced, they'll say, I want to get rid of the karma, the cycle of birth and death. This cycle of birth and death. I want to become pure and not have to do anything with birth and death. Most spiritual practitioners will say that. And the last, more spiritually advanced person will say, I want to become close to God. I want to become close to God. God is pure. I want to become close to God, you know, and I want to get rid of all these impurities. So, you know, one of the verses that Srila Prabhupada quotes in this chapter is, what happens is, this is from the Bhagavatam, fifth canto, the fifth Panchamaskand, the fifth canto. What happens is King Rishabhdev, who is the king of the entire, and this is way in the past. King Rishabhdev, he's the king of the entire earth, you know, like that. He has got 100 sons, and with his sons he's going to holy places like this. 100 sons, and the eldest son of these 100 sons is Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, on whose name our India, not our country, I should say India. India is named Bharat. Huh? Our country is Great Britain. But I mean to say that, you know, Bharat. Huh? So, on whose name the country is known as Bharat. So, this is Bharat. Bharat is the eldest of the 100 sons of Rishabhdev. So, Rishabhdev, being a king, you know, he wants to teach his sons how to be leaders of the society, how to, you know, govern. And he takes them to all the holy places. And there, you know, one place where he comes, it is known as Brahmavarta. There, in Brahmavarta, you know, there's this assembly, just like this. You know, this is an assembly. There's an assembly of sages. And all the sages are listening or discussing spiritual topics. So there, Rishabhdev, you know, is given a chance to speak. So he speaks. He speaks to his sons. Rishabhdev says, Nayam deho deha bhajam naraloke. And I'll translate this. I'll just speak the Sanskrit and then translate this. Kastan kaman arhate vid bhujam ye tapo divyam putrakaye na sattvam shuddhet yasmad brahma saukhyam tamanantam. Brahma saukhyam. So he says, basically I'll just read the last. He says, tapo divyam putra. So he says, my dear sons, tapo divyam. Tapasya is divya. Tapasya is divya. And he says, what happens by that? Sattvam shuddhet. He says, sattvam shuddhet. Sattva means entire existence. It can be my existence, your existence, or the entire existence. So by tapasya, what happens? Sattvam shuddhet, he says. Yasmad brahma saukhyam tavanantam. Brahma saukhya. And Ananta. So there is transcendental happiness eternally. So the first thing that, this is the king of the world. He's teaching his sons, tapasya, do tapasya. For what? Satvam shuddhet. You know, do this for tasvam. You know, this is what we used to have the kings in the past. And this is what he says. And, you know, I'll just read the translation. Srila Prabhupada writes very beautifully. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So again, this is fifth canto, fifth chapter, verse number one. Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, my dear boys, of all living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded human form of life should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification. So he says, do not work day and night just for sense gratification, which is available even to the hogs and dogs who eat stool. So he says, sense gratification is available to animals. If you are only working for sense gratification, there is no difference between you and animals. So my dear sons, do not just work for that. So what should we work for? That's the next question. So I'll repeat, do not work in the human form of life, which is rare. Do not work day and night very hard just for sense gratification. It is available also to animals like hogs and dogs. One should engage in penance and austerities to attain divine position of devotional service. He says, so do tapasya and divine position of devotional service. You know, to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and continues forever. So see, it is not that by doing devotional service, one becomes morose. One goes and lives in the Himalayas, he's sad, he's crying. No, he says, Brahma Saukhyam Tam Anantam. You know, so he's not saying, my dear sons, become morose. He's saying, no, become happy, eternally happy. Not in this lifetime, become eternally happy, he says. But tapo divyam, do tapasya. So, in the purport, you know, Prabhupada says that animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool and other things. After enduring severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves by night. By eating, sleeping, drinking, mating, like this. At the same time, they have to defend themselves properly. So this is what they are doing constantly. He says, it is significant in this verse that the government and the natural guardian, the father, should educate the subordinates to raise them in Krishna consciousness. So the father, who is the king of the world, does not say, you know, you learn niti, rajniti, you know, learn how to remain the king always. No, he says, what remain the king? You know, do tapasya, he says. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in the cycle of birth and death perpetually. So, the cycle of birth and death will not stop till you are completely purified. That's the whole purpose of karma. That's the whole purpose of this world. And then, you know, Prabhupada writes about modern, you know, this, some of us might, you know, a man, some of us might, you know, relate to this. He says, people are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving early in the morning, catching a local train, being packed in a compartment, to stand for an hour and two, to reach his business or place of work. Then again, he gets a bus to home. At office, he works hard from 9 to 5. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After returning, he has some eating, watches some television, he has some, mating, and then he goes to sleep. Prabhupada says, this, for all this hardship, his only enjoyment is a little bit of sex life. This is all, Prabhupada says. Maithunadi graha medhi sukham hi twacham. Rishabhdeva clearly says, human life is not for this. My dear sons, you know, human life is not for this, he says. He should try to live in a different way. He should inquire. Athato brahma jigyasa. This is human life. Yeah? First verse, Vedanta Sutra. You know, Athato brahma jigyasa. Now you have human birth. Now inquire about absolute truth. If you do not, again get another birth. According to karma, may not be a human birth. Prabhupada writes. Now how, of course, Prabhupada in the end, you know, he quotes Bhagavad Gita. He says, Janma karma chame divyam. And how to not get birth again? Prabhupada writes, to be immediately eligible, to stop the cycle of karma, Bhagavad Gita 4:9, 4th chapter 9th verse says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvata, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti, Krishna says. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti. That means after leaving your body, punarjanma naiti, you will not get another birth. Maam eti sa Arjuna. How? Janma karma chame divyam. Just try to understand my birth and activities. Evam yo veti tattvata. Tattvata means in truth. Tattva. Tattva means the essence of something or in truth. So know the essence of Krishna's birth and activities. Do not have to take birth again. So, you know, everyone is searching for happiness. We are all searching for happiness. Eternal happiness. If you ask anybody, would you be eternally, like to be eternally sad? He'll say, no, I want to be eternally happy. So, eternal happiness, here Krishna says, understand my birth and activities. And in other verses, he says, you know, by me and my associates. So, Krishna's devotees, Krishna says. Now, why does Krishna say that? Is Krishna egoistic? He's saying, no, you have to enjoy, then you can enjoy with me. No, you know, because the soul is part and parcel of God. Eko bahunam yavidhati kama. It says, I forget where it comes from, but you know, in the Shastra, it says, Eko bahunam yavidhati. So, the Lord became many. So, like that. So, soul being a part and parcel of God, it's like a machine. A machine has a bolt, a nut bolt. The machine's nut bolt has no purpose in itself other than being with the machine. Or your hand, if your hand says, oh, I want to be independently happy, or my finger says, independently happy, I will not feed you, my hand says. No. Are, if you feed me, then you get nourishment. So by worshipping the Lord, by serving the Lord, you are made of or part and parcel of God. So this needs to be understood. Or you know, the soul trying to enjoy in the material world is compared to a fish out of water. You take the fish out of water, give the fish everything, the best sodas, the best retreats, the best yoga classes, I don't know what else, you know, what else can you give? Massage, you know, I don't know. Whatever is considered nice according to, you know, and the fish will say, just let me get back to water. That is where my happiness lies. The soul is part and parcel of God, and its eternal constitutional position is to be happy in loving service to God. Very simple. So Krishna is not egoistic. He's just saying, come back to me, you'll be happy. Now, that is, you know, that is the other thing that, you know, we want to help others. The other thing, the third point was that we want to be happy and we want to help others to be happy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while traveling through South India, he was saying, Janma Sharthak Kari, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janvajar. This is Bengali, so I'll try to speak, but you know, I'm not Bengali, so my accent is not that good. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janvajar, Janma Sharthak Kari Kara Paropkar. Bharata Bhumite. So if you're born in the Holy Land of Bharat, Bharata Bhumite, Manushya Janma, in the form of a human person, human body, Manushya Janma. Janma Sarthak Kari. So first, purify yourself. Many people go and tell other people, hey, you know, do this kind of puja. But are you doing? No. First you purify yourself. Janma Sarthak Kari. Kara Paropkar. Then you help others. So first you help yourself. You know, first get purified yourself. So this is important point. Prabhupada, you know, he says in that, you know, this Peace Corps worker, he says, oh, I want to help others. Prabhupada says, first you help yourself. Do you understand how to help yourself? If you do not, then please understand how to help yourself, then help others. Otherwise, you will create havoc. In India, we've got lots of helpers who themselves don't help themselves. You know, like there was this person who wrote the book, as far as I know, my father told me this, How to Win Friends and Influence People, or something like that. And he himself committed suicide. So we don't want to be that kind of helpers. We want to help ourselves first, 100%, you know, or at least as much as we can, and then we help others. So we are talking purify, you know, how to purify. That's the next question. Okay, purify, but how to purify? So Prabhupada, in answering this, he says, just think that Krishna is mine and I am Krishna's. Very simple, you'll be purified. You know, Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's. Or in other words, always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Very simple, Prabhupada says, in talking to the Peace Corps worker. Of course, he gets confused. But it's as simple as that. If you can do it, very nice. And if you can always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's. I'll repeat. Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's. That's all. That's all that is needed, Prabhupada says. So,
But, you know, again, you know, how do I do that? That's the next question. How do I do that? So many people, you know, when they come to Krishna, they, you know, okay, in India, you know, we used to go to this Ganesh temple where you go to Ganesh temple and the pujari had told us, if you offer 10 coconuts, you know, this will happen. You know, you want to pass your exam, offer 2 coconuts and I'll do the puja. You know, it's like this, you know, business. Krishna, I've given you, now you give me. You know, oh God, give us our daily bread. You know, if not, no prayer. You want prayer, you give bread. that is not very good kind of attitude. I mean, this Peace Corps worker, you know, he says that, you know, I want to become purified. What can I give? You know, what can I get? So Prabhupada says, no. And there's a guest, you know, who also says, I just want to serve, you know, and see what I get. You know, Prabhupada says, no, that is not right. That is not right. And Prabhupada quotes there, you know, he quotes, Yathathathava vidudhatu lampato mat prana nathastu eva sana paraha. So Mahaprabhu Chaitanya in his prayers, Sikshashtakam, he says, Krishna, you are my Lord. Krishna, you are my Lord, birth after birth. Whether you kick me, Krishna, or whether you embrace me, Krishna, I don't care. That is not my that is not me, for me to see. It's for you to see. For me, I just want to serve you. And Krishna is not hard-hearted. When you have such kind of attitude, think about this, that you've got, let's say you've got 2 children. One of the child comes to the mother. Let's talk of the mother. So one of the child comes to the mother and says, Mother, this world is so bad. Mother, and you gave me birth. Now mother, you know, Srila Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's example. Srila Prabhupada says, you know, so if the child comes and says, it's too bad, you gave me birth, you take me back into the womb. You take me back into the womb. It's your, this, you know, you accusing the mother and saying, Mother, take me back into the womb. Not very intelligent, not very nice. Other child comes and says, My dear mother, the world is not so right. You teach me. You teach me and you tell me, how can I serve you? You teach me, mother, and you tell me, how can I serve you? Now, which child will the mother say, no, this, you know, which child is the mother? Mother will help everybody, of course. Mother is not partial. That's mother, of course. You know, she will wake up, you know, 3 o'clock in the night, clean the stool. That is mother. Mother is, you know, without any expectation from the child, she'll do. Mother is pure that way in the material world. But of these two, which will the mother's heart melt and give mercy to? More mercy. Inclined to give more mercy. The son who is complaining and saying, Mother, take me back into the womb. Or the son who is saying that, Mother, son or daughter, of course, you know, who says, How can I serve you, Mother? Of course, this world is bad, I know. But you teach me and you tell me, how can I serve you? So this is the position, you know, that if we have this attitude that, yes, I am suffering, this world is suffering, let me go to Krishna and say, Krishna, how can I serve you? You teach me, Krishna, and you tell me, you know, how can I serve you? So Krishna also, you know, of course, he says, I am not partial to anybody, but I am... in my heart, the devotee is situated. So if somebody surrendered, Krishna, of course, reciprocates. Ye yatha mam prapadyante, he says. Ye yatha mam prapadyante means, as you surrender to me, I reward you. If you surrender 100%, I reward you 100%. You know, or I come to you 100%. If you surrender 10%, I'll, you know, 10% reciprocation. So like that. Again, you know, how to surrender? You know, Prabhupada, this question was asked, how to surrender? Okay, all this is all right. Now, how do I surrender? So Prabhupada says, Yama and Niyama, do's and don'ts. Very simple do's and very simple don'ts. The don'ts that we follow in the Hare Krishna movement that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and again this comes in the line, Brahma Vadba Sampradaya. The don'ts that we follow is, no illicit relationships, illicit sex, no illicit relationships, sex or relationship out of marriage. No gambling, because it wastes your time, wastes your energy, wastes your money, wastes your everything. Yeah, no gambling. No intoxication. You know, your mind cannot be stable if you constantly intoxicated. Yeah, no intoxication, and no meat eating. No meat eating. So we do not. We are merciful to animals. We do not. We do not want to be the cause of suffering of anybody else, including animals. We don't want to be. So these are the four. And in Prabhupada says, you know, these four regulations in India. You know, even the, you know, taxi wala would follow. Yeah, no problem. I know karma. And four regulatory principles, of course I know. You know, I'm married and, you know, I follow these. You know, this is not a problem. You know, of course, nowadays it's not. But in previous, you know, even 50 years ago, you know, it was normal. These four regulatory principles is not nothing new. And what are the do's then? The do's are enjoying. In the association of devotees, enjoying. Prabhupada asks, you know, what is the Hare Krishna movement? Prabhupada says, chanting, dancing and feasting. So they said, Prabhupada, that's all? Prabhupada said, yes. Chanting, again he said, you don't understand? He said, chanting, dancing and feasting, Prabhupada said. Again, so again the person was more confused. Prabhupada says, see, it's so simple. What is the difficulty? Chanting, dancing and feasting, you know. Like we were chanting right now, you know, Prem Singh Prabhu and others, you know, they were chanting. So nice, kirtan. Dancing, of course, at times, you know, you'll see us, you know, in 7 o'clock aarti, hopefully, you know, there'll be some dancing. And feasting, having a lot of nice, you know, Krishna conscious food. This is enough. Kali Yuga, this is enough. We can't even do more than this in Kali Yuga. This is enough. That's all you have to do. In association of devotees, do these three things. Chanting, dancing and feasting, Prabhupada says. And you'll see the change. It's perceptible. It is not that I'm just speaking. I have seen the change in myself. I've seen the change in others. And you will see the change if you accept this. Try it out. Try it out. What's the difficulty, Prabhupada says? You know, what is the difficulty? Then, what happens next? What happens if I do this, chanting, dancing and feasting, and if I just, you know, follow the regulative principles, what happens next? As Rishabhdev explains, Shratvam Shuddhet. Yasmad Brahma Sokhyam Tavanantam. Shratvam Shuddhet. So existence will be purified. Prabhupada was in Andhra Pradesh and there was this big famine. The chief minister said famine. Prabhupada said, why don't you allow us to do kirtan? Chief minister, what are you saying? You know, I'm saying there is a famine. Help us with food. Help us with... Prabhupada said, no, we'll do kirtan. Chief, okay, do kirtan. You know, they did kirtan and there was a massive rain. Massive rain. And this is true. This is recorded. Hare Krishna history. So it is not impractical. If Krishna wants... Krishna gives. But of course, we should also endeavor. Endeavor, you know, just chanting, you know, praying to Krishna. Sattvam Shuddhet. And Brahma Saukhyam, so which is spiritual happiness, Tvam Anantam, eternal. It is not that you are enjoying today. How much rasgullas can you eat? If you like rasgulla, how much can you eat? You know, I used to like, my wife doesn't allow now because of medical reasons. But how much can you eat rasgullas? You know, 10, 15. After 15, that time at least you'll say, no, enough. So enjoyment is not anantam. It is not eternal. But spiritual happiness is eternal. I know for a fact, devotees who can do kirtan 24 hours if allowed. Their body doesn't allow currently, but they can do kirtan 24 hours. No problems. And their constantly enjoyment is increasing. Enjoyment is constantly increasing. Spiritual happiness is such a happiness that is constantly increasing and there is no negative karma. The other thing is karma is burnt, you know, if anything. Yeah. So this is the result. Now somebody may say, oh, yeah, this is all right, you know, Hare Krishna is so difficult. You know, Prabhupada will say, oh, again, you know, I've written this because Prabhupada wrote this, you know, after telling this person that why don't you join us, you know, why don't you chant, dance and feast? He said, it's difficult. Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty? You know, you eat every day. Eat with us. Eat Krishna Prasad. And Prabhupada said, dancing. He said, if anybody is happy, normally what will you do? Oh, I passed the exam. Yay. I passed the exam. I'm dancing. You know, dance for Krishna. How difficult is that? Feasting. You know, don't you like nice prasadam, nice foodstuffs? You know, eat. What's the difficulty? Prabhupada would say. And in this, you are being purified. In this, you are being purified. So Prabhupada was, you know, asked, what is the result? You know, Prabhupada was asked once in a room and I was, you know, in a lecture by His Grace Rupilas Prabhu, you know, he was there. He said, this is in New York, I think. And Prabhupada asked, Prabhupada, how does it feel to be a pure devotee? Normally Prabhupada would, you know, speak something humbly. But on that day, Prabhupada said, no fear. Prabhupada said, no fear. And then Prabhupada looked around the room, His Grace Rupilas was telling me, he said, everybody was feeling no fear, at least for that instant. No fear, Prabhupada said. So fear will be gone. There is no fear. If there is no fear, there is no anxiety. There is no anxiety, there is no... And you can constantly expect bliss at every moment. No birth, no old age, no disease. Such a nice investment. And not much to be given. Then, you know, the next...
Next question that was asked to Prabhupada in this chapter was that, Prabhupada, you know, but I cannot do it when I'm alone. And which is true, you know, he was truthful, this person. He said, Prabhupada, I cannot do it when I'm alone. Prabhupada said, associate with us. Come, associate with us. And that is the reason we have the temple. The temple exists so that all of us can come, we can associate, and Sankirtan, we can do it together. We can do it together, all of us. And that is the main reason, you know, the temples are there. For all of us to associate and do these things together. Sankirtan means together. And then Prabhupada gave the example. He says, a rod, iron rod, put in fire. When you put an iron rod in fire, what happens? It becomes fire-like. And after some time, the rod and the fire is not different, Prabhupada says. Similarly, he said, if you associate with devotees, you will become like them. You will be happy. You will gain a taste for chanting. And you yourself will experience bliss, the same bliss that devotees are experiencing. So all that is required is association. All that is required is association. For Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West and he made hippies into happies. There was this magician, you know, this is a true story, a bit funny, but you know, and he came to Vrindavan. This is again, you know, His Grace Rupa Lasu was telling us. So this magician came to Vrindavan temple, our temple is called Vrindavan. And he was showing all these wonderful tricks. And Prabhupada seemed to be amused. And Prabhupada was, you know, doing all that. And in the end, Prabhupada said, you know, can you do what I can do? I can also do magic, Prabhupada said. Can you do what I can do? He said, what, Swamiji? He said, turn these hippies into happies. And Prabhupada said, do this. You know, basically, you know, all these white people, you know, have no knowledge of purity. Have no knowledge of, you know, of the level of purity required to serve the deities. Have no knowledge of kirtan. Have no knowledge of vegetarianism. For ages. You know, for ages. Prabhupada said, can you do this? The magician, you know, he just bowed down to Prabhupada. He says, no, Prabhupada, only you can do this. So it is possible. It is possible. If it is possible for the happies and hippies to become happies, it's definitely possible for us, you know. Many of us are Indians here, so it's definitely possible. So the next thing is, you know, how do I know that, you know, whatever you are saying, you know, you're saying makes sense, but whatever you're saying, how do I know it makes any sense? Spiritually, how do I know it is authorized? How do I know it is authorized? Because many people say many things. In India especially, you know, many people like to say many things. There, you know, basically, a little bit of investigation is required on your part. You know, you could go and read the Bhagavad Gita, and I'll read a few verses here, you know, which sort of Krishna is saying the same thing that we are doing every day. So this is Krishna speaking. Have some respect, this is Krishna speaking. Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, this is 9th chapter, 14th verse. Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, Yatantascha Dhridavrata, Namastascha Mam Bhaktya, Nitya Yukta Upasate. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. Krishna says, Satatam. Satat means always. Kirtayanto Mam. Kirtan. Of whom? Mam. Krishna is saying. Yatantascha Dhridavrata. Yatantas, you know, which means endeavoring. Full determination. Dhridavrata. Arjuna is called Dhridavrata. Namasyantascha Mam Bhaktya. Namasyantas meaning worshipping. Obeisances, basically. To whom? Mam. Who are these people? They are my bhaktya. They are my devotees. Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya. Nitya again, you know, eternal. Again, the same word comes. Eternal. Nitya yukta upasate. Yukta, joined, connected. Upasate, upasana. They are constantly doing worship of Krishna. Then, you know, food. You know, that's the next thing, you know, that I spoke about. Kirtan is one thing. Food is another one. He says, Patram pushpam phalam doyam yome bhaktya prayaschati. Tad aham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmana. Krishna is saying what? Patram pushpam phalam. Very simple. Patra, pushpa, phala. I'll not translate. I think most of us will know. Or leaf, flower, fruit, like that. Toyam means water. Yome bhaktya upasati. So you offer it to me with devotion and I accept it. Ashnami prayatatmana. He accepts from one who is pure in consciousness, he says. Prayatatmana. Like that. And then he goes a little bit further. He says, Yat karoshi yad ashnashi. yad joshi dadashi yad, yad tapasasi kontevyat, tat kurushva mat arpanam. He says, whatever you do, offer to me, Krishna says. Whatever you do, don't worry. You know, just offer to me, Krishna says. He goes a little bit further. He says, no glory, you know, anything, just offer to me. Then he says something very, very nice, you know, for us in Kali Yuga. He says, apichetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak, sadhureva samantavya, samyag vyavastito hisa. He says, apichet su duracharo. Durachar, achar, very bad achar. Su durachar means extremely bad achar. Apichet su durachar. Bhajante mam ananya bhag. But if he worships me, if such a person also worships me, he says, sadhu reva samantavya, Krishna is saying, my opinion, he is sadhu. So in Kali Yuga, most of us are like this. There is not, out of the four regulative principles, you know, most of us have broken some. But Krishna says, sadhu reva samantavya. He says, it's my opinion. It's not anybody else's opinion. It's Krishna's opinion. Krishna is sadhu reva samantavya. What's he saying? I consider such a person to be sadhu. Krishna is saying. And then he says, what happens? Shipram bhavati dharmatma. Shipram. Shipram means immediately or very little time basically. Very soon. Bhavati. Bhavati means becomes. Dharmatma. Krishna is saying, what happens to such a person? He becomes righteous, shipram. You know, within no time he becomes righteous, Krishna says. So there is hope. There is a lot of hope. Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying. Then, in the end, 934, he sort of recaps. You know, basically, at the end of every chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna recaps whatever has been, you know, spoken in that chapter. So, ninth chapter recap is this. Manmana bhav mad bhakto. We're all talking about ninth chapter verses, yeah? If anybody wants to look them up after the class, I can give you, you know, what the verses were. So, 934, the last verse, he says, Manmana bhav mad bhakto. Mad yaji mam namaskuru. Mam evasyasi satyam. Mam evasyasi yukta evam. Atmana mat prayana. Engage your mind, always thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me. Worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, you will surely come to me. Krishna is saying. Surely, he says. Surely. Evashyasi. Mam evashyasi. Evashyasi means surely. It will happen. So this is Krishna. So it is definitely authorized. Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna is giving us lot of hope. Lot of hope Krishna is giving. He says, sadhu reva samantavya. He says, even if somebody is... So if Krishna is not giving up on us, who are we to give up on us? Who are we to say, I cannot do this Krishna consciousness? Krishna is not saying that. We have to just be sincere. That's all. That's all. Just add Krishna, as Krishna is saying. Whatever you do. You know, if you get a new... You know, Prabhupada would say, if in a house, mangoes come for the first time in a season, just offer the first mango to Krishna. Come to the temple, offer. How difficult is that? You anyway come to the temple. So it's not difficult. It's not difficult. We think it is difficult because our minds make us think it is difficult. But it is not difficult. In this age, Krishna has reduced the passing marks. Passing marks, you know, like when the exam is tough, the marks go down. It used to happen in my college, engineering college. So exam is tough, so marks have gone down. Like that. You know, Kali Yuga exam is very tough. Very, very tough. No forest to go and meditate. You know, no age. So many diseases. So Krishna says, no problem. Reduced. Whatever you do, just offer to me. I will take care of you. But one thing to note here is love versus lust. Many times, you know, people think, oh, I love somebody. You know, or you know, we don't know. So we have to be very careful. See, lust means you scratch my back. I'll just give the two definitions of love and lust. Lust means you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Love means just to serve selflessly for the sake of the pleasure of the other. In Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, everybody wants to serve everybody else and Krishna just to give pleasure to that person and Krishna. In the material world, everybody says, you scratch my back. What is in it for me? Mere liye kya hai? You know, theek hai, it's all right. But what's in it for me? So the definition of love is, again, I'll just repeat, to serve selflessly just for the pleasure of the other. And lust, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Now, if you don't scratch my back, thank you very much. I want to do anything with you. Result, again, I'll come back to the result. Just chant, see for yourself. Chant, dance, you know, feast. Come to the temple, offer, you know, things to Krishna. See for yourself. You will see a change. You will see a change. This is not a movement where we say something theoretical and we don't have anything practical to prove. You come, you see, you associate. You see for yourself. Get purified.
Get purified. For what? Sattvam shuddhet. And then what will you enjoy? Brahma saukhyam tam anantam. You will eternally enjoy. Again, as I said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, what he has given us. Again, even in India, you know, if it was not for Srila Prabhupada, at least I would not have been, you know, knowing anything or doing anything, you know, to purify myself. But today, you know, Srila Prabhupada's mercy is upon all of us. You know, his own example, you know, he went to America with what, 40 rupees? And the first few, when he was in the Matchless Gifts, you know, we were just hearing the other day with Rupalas Prabhu. In Matchless Gifts, Srila Prabhupada was there. This is 1960, late 60s, early 70s, like this. So everybody would come, Prabhupada would cook, 70-year-old person, cooking every day for all these young boys, you know, and some of them could eat a lot, you know, young boys, they can eat a lot. Prabhupada would personally cook. Prabhupada would personally clean everything. Prabhupada would personally, you know, invite them, you know, Prabhupada would personally give the lectures. So it was Prabhupada doing everything and these people just coming, eating, listening, lecture, kirtan and going. Then one day somebody thought, let me ask, this man is old, you know, maybe he's doing everything. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, sorry, he said, Swamiji, that time they used to call him Swamiji. Said, Swamiji, you know, can I help? Prabhupada said, thank you for asking. Prabhupada would not even ask them to serve. Prabhupada, when they asked, you know, Prabhupada said, yes, thank you for asking. Can you do this? Immediately Prabhupada had service. So this is, you know, this is, and out of this love of Srila Prabhupada, you know, the whole, we are here today. You know, we're listening to Bhagavatam, we're listening to Bhagavad Gita. Huh? It is possible. It is possible by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. I'll just end, I think, with a story. This is a 17th century story, very interesting. Now listen carefully, this is a true story, very true. What happened is, there was this king of dacoits in Bengal, and dacoits are shady people, so, you know, but he somehow worshipped Kali, you know, somehow he had some love and respect for Mother Kali. So he called his priest when his son was born, he got a son. So son was born, he called the priest, so the priest said, okay, let me make his horoscope. So he made the horoscope. In the horoscope, the priest said, do not ever let him hear Krishna, you know, because if you let him hear about Krishna, you know, he will leave you, he will not become the next dacoit king. He will leave you and he will not become a dacoit even. So this person made a 100% try to not allow his son to, the dacoit son, to ever listen anything about Krishna. Nothing listening about Krishna. 17th century. So this boy grew up, he became a dacoit himself, very good dacoit, you know, he was very, you know, doing his work nicely. One day in the forest he saw some people who were not so rich, so of course he didn't beg them, they were sadhus, and they were speaking about this boy, Krishna, and they were saying, you know, like Mother Kunti, she says, namo pankaja nabhaya, namo pankaja maline, namo pankaja netraya, namami pankajangraya. So Krishna is very beautiful, namo pankaja. Like that. So Krishna's, everything is lotus. Krishna's navel is lotus. Krishna's eyes are lotus. Krishna's garlands is lotus. Krishna's hands, Krishna's feet are lotus. Krishna is very beautiful. So they were describing Krishna. And while describing Krishna's beauty, they also started to describe Krishna's ornaments. Kaustubha money, jewels. This interested this dacoit. He said, oh, wonderful. You know, this one boy is nice. One time I will just steal everything from him. I don't need to steal again. You see, everybody has this, that, oh, in my material life, you know, 1 year, 2 years, I will gain so much money that I don't have to work any, you know, at least this is what materialists think. So dacoit was thinking the same thing. I will rob this one boy. You know, this one boy, enough, you know, so much jewels, so much, you know, opulence. Let me just, you know, rob this. So he goes to the sadhus, very nicely, humbly, he says, my dear friends, you talked about this boy. And in Vrindavan, you know, everybody talks present tense. If you go to Terkadam, they'll say, oh, Krishna goes here every day. You know, Terkadam is a place near, near Vrindavan. Anybody has been to Terkadam in Vrindavan, near Vrindavan? So, you know, if you go to Vrindavan, everything is present tense. Like Krishna walks, Terkadam, every day he comes, you know, and every day he does this. So it's all present tense. So the sadhus told him like present tense. Yeah, Krishna is in Vrindavan, he's doing his pastime. You go to Vrindavan, you'll find him. Go to Vrindavan, you know, okay. So he goes to Vrindavan. Oh, but before going, he asks the sadhu, he says, sadhus, tell me, you know, what does he like? So they said, makhan and mishri. Mishri is like a kind of sugar. So they like makhan. Makhan, you know, makhan means butter. Butter, yeah. So makhan and mishri, this is what he likes. So he said, oh, wonderful, you know, I'll go to Vrindavan. So this person goes to Vrindavan walking. In those days in India,
no trains, you know, nothing. So he walked all the way to Vrindavan. He's doing devotional service here, huh? Because he does not realize Krishna in the manifest Leela is not there. So he goes to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he asks some other sadhus, where does Krishna go every day? He said, oh, here, you know, this is house, Nand Baba's house. This is Ter Kadam. Every day he goes from here. Okay. So he goes behind a bush. And what time? So they even give him the time. You know, Ashtakalya Leela, there is times for Krishna passing different places. Even now, you know, it's observed. So the first Leela, I think, is in Vrindakund. You know, ISKCON Vrindakund. So that's where the first Leela is. So like that, you know, sister, they say, he passes here every day evening, you know. He comes, he returns back. And he'll be with a lot of cows, and he'll be with his brother Balram. Krishna is, there's no difference, so don't mistake Krishna and Balram. You know, one is Shyam, and one is white, you know, like that. So Balram is white, and you know, so don't mistake. Okay, no problem. And Krishna will be carrying a flute. Okay, no problem, you know, understood. So he waits, he gets a lot of Makhan Mishri, waits. A lot of money he spends, you know, getting the Makhan Mishri. Waits behind a tree like this, you know, hides. Nobody comes. First day, what is this? Now nobody comes, nobody. So next day, you know, he goes, he says, oh, don't worry, he comes every day here only, wait here. You know, okay, you know, so he waits. Second day, third day, is really, really, you know, desperate for Krishna. This is the mood, desperate for Krishna, like baby crying for Krishna. So he's saying, what is this? I spent so much time, energy, everything came here, and this Krishna is not even coming, and he's thinking of Krishna constantly. Constantly thinking of Krishna, he's not coming, not coming, not coming. What is this? So after some time, you know, he's about to leave, and he sees a lot of dust first in the air, and then he hears cowbells, you know, cow's necks, and you know, there's bells. So he hears bells. He says, oh, you know, this somebody's coming. Then he sees a lot of cows, and in between all of the cows, there is this lot of coward boys, and two of them are most refulgent. One is white, one is Shyam, like this. So they come, he calls Krishna. As soon as Krishna comes near, he says, hey, shh, come here, Shyam. He says, no, Krishna, my mother will, no, she's waiting, I can't, no, Makhan Mishri, yeah, but I can't. Okay, come. So he somehow goes, Krishna says, very quick. He says, okay, so can I feed you? Sorry, can you eat this? He says, no, you feed me, Krishna says. Huh? He says, you feed me. I'll not eat from you. He says, okay. So he feeds him Makhan Mishri, and then he says, oh, can I remove your jewels? He says, okay. So Krishna, he removes all the jewels. And then he sees Krishna's beauty. He says, jewels are more beautiful on Krishna than, you know, than just lying on the side. So he says, okay, Krishna, I've removed your jewels today. Tomorrow, you know, I'll remove again. Today, you know, I'll make you wear again. So he makes Krishna wear all the jewels. So he does pujari service. Pujari service, which is very, who's allowed inside, you know, only Brahmins. He does pujari service for Krishna directly, and he says, tomorrow I will steal. This boy is nice. He listens to me, no problem. Second day, again, Makhan Mishri, again, you know, Krishna says, now again you came, I can't, you know, he says, no problem. Again, same thing happens, again he makes Krishna wear. Third day, you know, he does it, and he says, no more stealing. He never leaves Vrindavan again. This dacoit becomes a big devotee. So all that was required for this dacoit was faith that Krishna will come, and, you know, a little bit of eagerness. This is all we need. Childish eagerness. This is all we need. I think I'm getting late. And forgive me, I speak too fast. So, you know, I must have spoken very fast. Okay. Yeah, so this is all we need. That's all, I think. I think I'm over. Yeah. So, thank you all very much for coming. And again, you know, please keep on coming. What do we need? Three things that we need. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. Can we repeat? Again, what do we need?
Chanting, dancing, feasting.
In association of devotees of Srila Prabhupada. That's all we need to go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.